Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Officials in Massachusetts say 9 people were killed, 30 injured in a fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River. Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon.
This isn't what we're designed to do here, right? We're here to save lives, and anytime that any life is lost, a single life is lost, is a tragedy in our mind.
Extreme heat and dry weather fueling fires that are burning out of control in 11 western states, one of them in the most visited national park. CBS's Ian Lee.
Fueled at times by 60-mile-per-hour winds, the fire has grown more than 40,000 acres at the north rim of the Grand Canyon.
President Trump's expected to announce new Patriot missile shipments for Ukraine today. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
They are one of the few defense weapons capable of intercepting ballistic missiles. The president says European allies will pay for and distribute the weapons.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a new project underway featuring stories told by families in Wisconsin. The subject? How their lives could be impacted by cuts in the federal budget. Terry Barr has more.
It's called Storybook On the Line and focuses on firsthand accounts from people across the state.
Many of whom are not politically motivated, who don't generally step forward to share their story publicly, but feel that this bill will impact them in such a profound way.
That's Sandra Goldshine with the Campaign for a Family-Friendly Economy. She asked residents if programs like Medicaid, Head Start, and SNAP are important in Wisconsin. Goldshine shares what Julia Benker from Eau Claire told her.
She shares that Medicaid saved her life. She has been hospitalized in the past as she struggled with her own mental health. And it was Medicaid that allowed her to afford the treatment to get her on a path where she has opened her own business.
You can now read all of the stories shared through this project. We have an article with a link to the book on our network website. Go to civicmedia.us.
There will be a partial lake closure of Lake Wazeecha this week for the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Tournament. The closure begins on Thursday, July 17th, bright and early at 6 a.m., and continues until Sunday, July 20th at 9 p.m. The area closed includes waters east of a line from the 64th Street South boat landing extending north to the north shore of Lake Wazeecha, and all water area east to County Highway U, 80th Street South Bridge. There are signs posted to remind everyone of the restrictions for this event. Recreational use is prohibited during this time, including boating, swimming, wading, fishing, water skiing, scuba diving, and snorkeling. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production and co-host, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Happy Monday. Let's kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good here. Nice. It's sunny, sort of.
Darn smoke.
That smoke. It's just really bad out there. But.
It's just a pain in the butt because it's like we're either getting the hot, humid, rainy, stormy kind of days with no wildfire smoke, or we're getting the sunny, wildfire, hazy, you know, just hard to breathe kind of
days.
Just not fair.
Am I seeing it right, too, Brittany? That's supposed to clear up towards the end of the week, as far as the skies, the wildfire
stuff? Yes, so we're already seeing lower levels compared to yesterday, so that's good news. A lot of it is sticking more towards the bigger cities, like Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Madison, all those areas. So not too bad here, but of course, we are still seeing some humid, high heat conditions, and that haze is going to be lingering through at least noon. It could spike a little bit before it drops tonight, but I do think by tomorrow we should get a little bit of relief there. So fingers crossed, if not, for sure by Wednesday. everything shifts, a whole front moves in, and it'll push all of it. I'm out of here. But it's also going to bring the rain, like I said. It's either or, but we do have dry conditions. I will say I do like no rain, you know, just being able to go out and get the things done that you need to do, cut the grass.
Right, right.
But it's hot out.
Yeah.
And it's humid. Yeah. It's going to be feeling like 90 degrees today.
Woo.
And tomorrow. Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so, good to know. Good to know. We got a handful of things we're going to be getting into in the next couple of hours. But before I let you go, Brittany, I got to find out from you and the team here. Do we have any Garfields? Do we have anybody that hate Mondays? Do you guys hate Mondays?
No, I don't hate Mondays.
I hate Mondays, and I get the Sunday scaries 100%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I hear you.
The anxiety starts. Wow.
It does. Well, it's a big week. I got a lot of riding. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get it. We completely get it.
It's a big week.
I think it's a big week for meteorologists every week, I would say, because you never know what's going to happen.
I don't know when is really the downtime for you guys. I don't know.
For Brittany, zero.
Zero.
Yeah. Zero.
Zero.
I suppose if you're a weatherman, like in Seattle or some places, you know, there's right. Some
California.
Place.
Like,
yeah, California. There you go. Yeah,
I wonder about that. I used to watch the weather in California religiously, and just waiting for that, like the repeat weather. Well, we're just gonna replay yesterday's weather.
It's the same.
He's got the old suit on. He's the guy from the.
Right. They could take the whole week off and no one would know because it's still 85 degrees and sunny.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Britt. Have a great morning.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brittany.
And we appreciate you guys joining us. Good things on the way, everybody. We're going to get into a couple of interesting things. Got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. Today, we're looking at our National Day of Calendar. Today is Mac and Cheese Day.
Ooh.
How many of us would trade that for coffee, though?
Oh, my gosh.
Get into that one. We, of course, don't shy away from big topics around here. We have an article. Are these the 10 best cereals of all time? We will discuss.
Oh, arguments will ensue.
Debates ahead.
Yeah, yes. No kidding.
Yes. And, of course, audience participation. We'll want your favorite cereals,
hot
everybody.
Takes on cold cereal.
And if you agree. Nicely done. Nice. And if you guys agree with the list or not. It's a Monday, and that means in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off with the kitchen's open. Beth is back.
Yes. She's back with us.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Afterwards, we'll get into some entertainment news. We're talking Dolly Parton. We're talking the box office numbers and some local theater. I want to catch up with Seth a little bit about West Side Story and tell you guys about some fun stuff that our friends at CWAC are up to.
Mm.
We will also be getting into, are you cool? Are you cool? Or is it, hey, are you cool? I mean, are you cool?
That's a good distinction there. I like that.
The different inflection makes a different question.
It does.
Are you, quote, cool? A study found it comes down to these six traits. We will find how few of them I have.
Independently, I found that exact same study. So I'm excited because this is really interesting. Yeah.
But we met you with Brittany. It is Monday. And how many Garfield fans, how many Garfield people we have out there. I love that. I knew that was an old reference, but I was still going to go with it. I'm like, I don't care.
Do it, man. Garfield's still popular, so you're good. Yeah.
Research. Here's a Monday. A Monday's kind of rough day. A new study found they keep messing with us even when we're no longer working.
Really?
Researchers tested people's hair to see how much of the stress hormone cortisol they'd been producing. The ones who said Mondays were the most stressful day of the week, so basically everyone, had 23% more cortisol coursing through their veins.
Wow.
Too much of it can up your risk, of course, heart disease, weight gain, and other issues.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy part was even when that was even true for people who had already retired. And they think it's because work week stress is just so ingrained in us.
That makes sense.
When you've spent most of your life stressing about work, school, and the start of a new week, it's just a tough feeling to shake. So if you hate Mondays now, there's a good chance that in your 70s, 80s, or any, like, I don't know how many of us are actually going to be able to retire, so I don't know how much this article even matters.
Interesting,
But even in retirement, you can still feel this way.
Hmm.
Now, I will say this is really odd in my house with my parents. My parents never thought they'd be able to retire. Mm-hmm. Retirement is a gift that they did not know was coming. Mm-hmm. And my mom, it took her I think even to this day, there's still parts of her that need almost a work balance, a work routine. Mm-hmm. My father, like me, started working when he was incredibly young, 12 years old, that kind of thing. And for him, man, it happened pretty quickly. He started easing into retirement pretty easily.
That's great.
But the thing is, he's almost busier now. It's just what he's doing with his time. He's getting to do what he's got tons of projects. He's always wanted to work
getting
on.
To do what he wants to.
Yeah,
do.
Right.
If you don't know where he is, he's either by his cards or he's in the basement building something, building some with his Frankenstein wood pieces and putting some concoction together or something.
I love it, man.
But he.
Found wood projects.
They both still get up early. They stay up late and get up early. They will complain about it at least once a week. Ah, I thought I'd sleep in today or something like that. They still can't. We spend more time working than even in the perfect of scenarios. You retire at the right age. You're supposed to, and all these things. You get to live an incredibly long life. Mm. You're still going to spend more time working than you ever will in retirement.
Right.
It's not surprising to see this. It's just odd to see it like written out and actual scientists being able to tell you that.
Right. It makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it one of those things where I don't think this would be a solution. Have a roving first day, we would change what days the weekend is. So we'd always have a different first day. I mean, but you'd still feel, no matter what the first day is, you'd still feel the stress and anxiety about it coming around. But would it be better if, it's different, so it's not like same time every week?
Not for my brain.
Right. I think part of what can help this, because I don't know if that is this. I don't know the solution. I'm not going to jump on the airwaves.
Less stress. Yeah, less stress would be the solution.
That's true. Yeah.
I will say,
is that possible?
That's the question.
I will say there are two major factors here that I think would be very helpful. One, people being paid what they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
At all walks of life and in all fields and in all jobs. I don't think that's asking a lot. I think that one of the biggest stresses we have is money, and if you're taking care of that more, Mondays might seem a little bit better.
I agree.
And people that enjoy their job. Now, that's not for everybody. I think a lot of us enjoy what we get to do, and there's Mondays where we're looking forward to work. There's Mondays where we're dreading it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also, day-to-day life, and that's work.
Of course, yes.
That's why it's called a job.
Right, right.
Job and work.
I think that those are things that we're seeing, and I'm not pulling this out of thin air. I've did a little homework on this, and I've seen enough people talking about this, including people who have made changes, like during the pandemic, and they decided, I'm already off work anyway. I'm going to stop the rat race, and I'm going to go ahead and jump into taking my hobby and make it into a career and enjoying my days more. So they are still stressed. They still have, but their days are more enjoyable and the job is more enjoyable. And here's the part that we don't think enough about, because, and it's understandable. The reward is that much more rewarding.
Mm.
I know few people that are working harder than Melissa is. But you hear it every day in her voice, in her news breaks, or when she's goofing around with us or something like that, and that genuine laugh pops out or something. Whether she knows it or not, she enjoys her job. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I don't mean to use you you're just such a prime example to me. I think that Pam is another great example of this.
Right.
Every week we see Pam, going crazy out there sometimes with the amount of late commercials or, sporting events being rained out or any of these things.
Yeah.
And at the same time, every person that walks into this building is greeted by a smile like they always have been.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, I think, too, and this is something I've talked to a lot of younger people about. They were not, it's so easy to blame them for some of the stuff that we've talked about, like we did last week about the idea that, or a couple weeks ago, wanting to do a job, wanting to get paid but not do the job. We're like, wait a minute, I'm not doing all these things. Well, that's a job. That's kind of how this works.
Right.
A lot of them were not that we're not prepared for this.
Mm-hmm.
It's on us as adults to make sure that we are teaching our kids what work ethic is. what it is to put in a good day's work, what it is to, hey, you get through this for this reward. Mm. You're sitting there at the end of the day and you're sitting on the couch and enjoying your favorite TV show and right. you're able to enjoy it and relax because you know you put in a good day's work.
Right.
You know that you felt something and you enjoy it more. If you're just sitting on the couch all day, none of that is right. That's not going right. to be as enjoyable.
And it's not just the pay. Like you're kind of indicating, James, it's more about the satisfaction mm-hmm. of a job well done, right? No matter what it is.
We as individuals and as families and friends and teammates and coworkers and all that, we build the narrative. Not the media, not politicians, and not the people that are trying to force us and divide us to fight for that almighty dollar. Money is important. It ain't everything.
That's right.
And understanding that goes a lot farther in life than I think where they're trying to push us, where so much of the narrative and so much of the work hustle has always been about, hey, you got to be the top dog. Hey, it matters what more you make. How much is so-and-so making? How many storylines have been about accidentally falling? Oh, I accidentally got so-and-so's check. Should I open and look and see if they make more than me? Man, I don't care. I don't care what any of you guys make. I'm worried about making my own pay. These are things that they have tried to divide us for so long that it's a narrative that's been built in long before our parents even started working.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So
I didn't give you guys anywhere to go with that.
What do we do now?
I as a woman would like to speak up about equal pay. Oh, but, yes.
You're right.
Absolutely.
It's
no,
an
100%.
Ongoing conversation that still needs to continue. It isn't about, I make more than so-and-so. As a woman, you shouldn't be making less doing the exact same job as a guy just because of your gender.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. silly.
It's one of the more ridiculous things in our society.
Yes.
I think that one of the more fun things in our society is doing birthday and anniversary clubs.
I agree.
I don't know why we're the only ones still doing it, but we're proud to still be doing it. We're very thankful to be. Yeah. And we're able to, thanks to our friends at El Cafe. We'll do that when we get back here on the morning show at WFHR.
Does construction make you hungry? Sitting in the hot vehicle waiting to get through the next block or to be taken way out on a countryside detour? Maybe this summer you can turn that struggle into a new experience with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Cruise in for real Mexican dishes, homemade pies, and friendly faces. Relax in air-conditioned comfort and explore something new with El Cafe the next time you're stuck in central Wisconsin road construction. Put a little fiesta back into your day and drown the construction stress away. Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
going in, James, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes,
mozzarella.
James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turned into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s with a few scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Welcome back, everybody. Time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself tomorrow. Get on over there when they open their doors. Be closed for today, but they'll be back open tomorrow at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Go ahead and head on over to their website, elcafewi.com. Take a look at that menu. Get a good idea of what you want tomorrow. Then go in there and realize, I want everything.
I want that special. Here, I want pie.
Just hand the chef the menu, okay? Just go back there, hand the menu. to that. I want
I'll just
that.
Take one of each, one yes. of these. Just hand me that.
Good shout out. A big shout out to our friends over at El Cafe. Wishing them a good one. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to heading over there soon. I want to get over there, you guys.
Yes. Yeah, it will happen.
We've talked about it. Mm.
Yes. One of these days.
We.
One of these days.
3 years later.
You know, we got to get over there. Yeah. Yo, El Cafe.
In a faraway galaxy.
We encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries as well. Everybody, we love celebrating with you. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And we encourage you to call on up.
Mm-hmm.
Just dial 715-424-2600.
Looking
It'll bring you right to us.
Yes.
Yeah. We're looking forward to hanging out with you, everybody. Give us a call. We have just one name on the list that can qualify, so you both get the segment off.
All right. I would like to add a name to the list, if we might. It's my mother's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Mom.
Yes, Barb is my mom's name.
Happy birthday, Barb. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your day.
I'm still calling her Mom. Happy birthday, Mom. Yeah,
that's good. That's good.
Sure, she'd appreciate that.
We wish her a fantastic day. Enjoy your day, Barb.
Yes, yes, as they are getting ready to move. So they've been busy the last couple of weeks, couple of months. So,
because they were is it North Carolina?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. So where are they moving to?
Wisconsin.
Hey!
Right on.
I don't know why. No, I'm just kidding. They're moving down into Lake Mills, where my sister lives. So they'll be in the same town as my sister. Yeah.
Love when that can happen for families. That's so cool. That's great.
Well,
to
Barb,
hear.
Don't tell Seth this, but you have an amazing son. So obviously you're a really fantastic person.
Here.
She is a very good mother, yes.
Barb, you don't have to do any packing today. I think today, you get the day off. You get the day off.
You don't know my mother.
Yeah. Wishing you a good one, Barb. And we're also wishing a very happy birthday to another Civic Media sort of a member. He is a member. John Peterson.
Yeah, happy birthday, John.
John.
Enjoy the day, John. Mm-hmm. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yes.
And our lone qualifier today, Megan Walton.
Happy birthday, Megan.
Happy birthday, Megan.
I always like the name Megan. That's a great name.
Spell without a 3 in it. Mm-hmm. Still haven't figured out how they do that.
Yeah.
How's that a G?
I know. Yeah.
Anyway.
Enjoy the day, Megan. Hope it's a good one for you. And you're our qualifier. We encourage you to brag all your friends, family, strangers, everybody you know. We take a look at who you're sharing your birthdays with. Dan Reynolds is 38, Imagine Dragons lead singer and songwriter.
Oh, okay.
They've done something kind of interesting to me. It's usually older bands that do the Vegas residency thing. Mm-hmm. They kind of came out the gate, big hit, Radioactive, all that. Had a couple of years run there and were touring nonstop and had enough of that. And decided, you know what, Las Vegas, just doing one gig in one city.
Staying in place? Yep, let's do it.
And you know, a lot of the time, a band that's a little bit younger like that, you really could hurt yourself, because every band, every musician you've ever heard of is built on tour.
Absolutely.
Every one of them. So you only build your fan base and keep your fan base. There's another part of it. Keeping your fan base, keeping relevant with people by touring. To just stay in one city, you really are banking on yourself. You're really banking on that fan base. They seem to be doing fine with it. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that might be a newer thing where bands that, you know, after a 4 or 5, after a couple of albums, they maybe do that more often. I don't know.
I would like to see that in other cities.
Yes.
I know Vegas is what it is, you know, entertainment and the capital and all that jazz, but
Burbank.
I would do. Well, I was thinking more like, you know, Chicago or New York or something like that.
Sense.
But,
it makes
you
more
know,
sense.
Sure.
Yeah. I just wanted to say Burbank.
Well, maybe it'll work at Burbank. I don't know.
It's a great idea, though. I think they should do more of
that. I agree, yeah.
And I don't mean just big bands, but I think even, you know.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Up-and-comers or just local favorites, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see here. Phoebe Waller-Bridge is 40. Indy's goddaughter, Helena, in Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. She was also L337 in the droid in Solo, A Star Wars Story. She did a great job in that. She's a really, really good actor.
That's very cool.
There's so many things that she has done. Dan Smith is 39, Bastille singer.
Okay.
Pompeyla.
Okay. Got me on that one.
Jamie Johnson is 50, country singer, won a Grammy with his hit In Color. Matthew Fox is 59, Jack on Lost, Charlie on Party of Five.
He's 59?
That is insane.
What?
That man does not look 59.
No,
he's
looking good, man.
That ain't right.
He's really handsome to begin with. It's like, wow, yeah. Get out of here with
he's
that.
He's a good actor. Yeah, like, I didn't see Party of Five, but I saw Lost, and he was fantastic on that show. Great leading actor. I actually thought like a couple of the actors from that were going to have much bigger careers than they've had so far. Still a lot of time left, but I thought they would. I never saw Party of Five or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But I recently watched a documentary on 90s teen shows and the rise of that and everything and shows like that one. How did that get greenlit? Like
it was a different time, James.
You're inking.
It was a different time.
Speaking of, it was a different time, and you could have different types of hits. Like,
is it Brad Roberts' birthday?
Ellen Reed.
Oh, is 59. Darn!
Singer and keyboardist in Crash Test Dummies.
Oh, I like that band. They were good.
They had a Canadian band. They had a couple songs.
Yeah.
Jackie Earle Haley is 64. Oof. Freddy Krueger, the newest Freddy Krueger. The Terror on Amazon's The Tick. Rorschach in Watchmen. He's so good in that.
My God.
He was in Bad News Bears. Just a bunch of great stuff.
He is, you know, he's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is a terrifying actor, and I don't want to be mean to him. I'm sure he's a nice guy and everything.
He is one of the sweeter human beings.
But yeah. He plays some of the nastiest people, yeah. And he does it so well.
He's got so many great roles, mm-hmm. but I am a diehard fan of the Watchmen series and book and everything. And
his Rorschach was amazing.
I get goosebumps thinking about it, man. I was so excited to see him in that role, and it's so perfect because of Rorschach, with the changing that he does, is very Jackie Earle Haley, who just changes to roles incredibly. Mm-hmm. He's so good. The wonderful Jane Lynch is 65.
All right.
The Glee Club's arch nemesis, Sue Silver in Glee, the host of NBC's celebrity game show Hollywood Game Night, and just a guest star on so many different shows. She had a wonderful recurring role on Only Murders in the Building.
For many seasons, yep.
As Steve Martin's stunt double. Just let that sit there for a second.
No, seriously, if you see the way they look in that show, they look so much alike. It's insane.
They're almost the same height,
yes.
Body size, everything.
It's weird.
And a credit to both of those actors for owning it and having so much fun. And the chemistry those two have, Steve Martin and Jane Lynch, is insane. Great actor.
She is one of the best parts of that show, if you ask me. She's so good in that.
Yeah, she's very, very good on that show. Rosie Grier, 93 on this day, former LA Rams legend. Robert Kennedy was assassinated, Rosie Grier tackled killer Sirhan Sirhan.
He was there. And one of the fearsome foursome, that line of the Rams that had like Merlin Olsen and what's the other? I can't remember.
The guy who had the two safeties. He ended up being an actor.
Yeah.
Ah, darn it.
Roman Gabriel. Roman Gabriel was the other one.
A number of good ones on there. Some people no longer with us, born on this date. Seth and I were celebrating Woody Guthrie earlier on the Sunrise Show. Mm-hmm. Mentioned that. Certainly mentioned Gerald Ford, born on this day in 1913, passed away in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Del Reeves, born on this day in 1932, country legend. And the great, we all owe a little bit, no matter what age you are out there, we all owe a little bit of thanks to William Hanna, born on this day in 1910. Half of the great Hanna-Barbera, the Jetsons, the Flintstones, Scooby-Doo, Space Ghost, Tom and Jerry. Help, it's the Hair Bear Bunch, that classic.
What? I haven't even heard of that.
No,
they pioneered a certain kind of animation.
Yes.
Animation.
And animation.
Animation. Which they would, it's kind of a joke now, you know, where they would reuse backgrounds, you know, and just do that kind of thing. But it made it so they could do it on television.
Right.
And it actually looked decent. You know, they didn't have the money for like Disney. You know, Disney could spend however long to make a film, you know, make it look gorgeous and all this stuff. They couldn't do that on a TV budget, so they pioneered different ways, and some of them are still used today. I know mostly it's computer stuff now, but some of their ideas are still out there, so we got to give them credit for that.
Yeah, and it's such a unique, like, I just love that type of animation I'm going to do.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, absolutely.
There's something about it. There, to your point, Seth, there's so many shows that we love, like The Simpsons or South Park or some of those shows that have, as adults, been fun because of using techniques that they were able to use and save a couple bucks here and there, which is so vital in that industry.
It is.
There's a really, Disney's the only, nowadays there's maybe one or two others because of the digital age.
Right.
But really, Disney forever, and we're talking into recent history, into the 90s, where they only ones that could burn money.
Nobody could take the time to make films like that. Yeah,
if you took the time to make an animated project or of any kind or anything even like that, look at the time it took to make a A Nightmare Before Christmas and all that. Mm. You had to know, okay, this is going to make our at least make our money back. Mm-hmm. We've got to know for that for sure. Otherwise, it's not even getting greenlit.
It's not worth it. Yep.
And so that's makes it even more impressive too when you look at the body of work Hanna-Barbera put out there.
Yeah, absolutely, it's massive.
Iconic characters, all of that. Thank you, Hanna-Barbera. We will take a quick time out, get to our news, sports, and entertainment break, hang out with our partners a little bit, and when we get back, what would you rather choose? You got to choose coffee or mac and cheese. We'll talk about
that's
it.
Easy.
It's
a tough one for me. We'll come back at that one and the great decision making coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Cuts to Medicaid were part of the federal budget bill recently signed into law by President Donald Trump. One Wisconsin senator is asking hospital staff how they'll be affected. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin toured the Emergency Services Department of Amplify Bell & Health's Green Bay Hospital Saturday. She was there to gauge the impact that cuts to Medicaid will have. ER physician Dr. Bradley Burmeister told her the cuts will be felt at the care level.
We're going to see less people on Medicaid, and we're going to have folks skimming off the top for profit. That really sort of puts the squeeze on us to make sure we can continue viability and so we can continue to deliver the care that we need.
Senator Baldwin said when talking about the budget bill that it's about more than just numbers. It's about the people.
And let me be very clear. This measure that was passed last week will hurt our state. This bill will hurt the over 270,000 Wisconsinites who will have their health care terminated. 270,000.
Baldwin encourages people to continue contacting their senators and representatives and even state lawmakers to encourage a reversal of the Medicaid cuts.
Average gas prices increased over the past week, rising 7 cents per gallon to land at $2.99 on Monday. This is 6.7 cents higher than a month ago, but a little over 29 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say gasoline inventories remain just below average as we're approaching the midpoint of the summer driving season. If there are no major developments with the renewed tariff discussions, the national average price of gas should remain in the low $3 per gallon range as it has for most of the summer so far. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers draft is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The MLB draft continues today. In the first round, the Brewers selected third baseman Andrew Fisher of the Tennessee Volunteers, who scouts say has modeled his swing after the Phillies' Bryce Harper.
I'm working on my swing in the cage a ton. I'm trying to emulate Harper as much as I can. Obviously, he has different rhythm in the box and different approach sometimes, but I mean, how could you not watch a guy like that hit?
In all, the Brewers drafted five players, two infielders, three pitchers. Yesterday, the crew beat the Nationals 8-1. Freddy Peralta giving up just one run in 6 2/3 innings. Peralta asked about heading into the All-Star break just a game behind the first place Cubs.
I think that we are in great position right now. We're doing great because we are not thinking about how far we are from the first place.
NBA, the Bucks introducing Miles Turner, who showed off his new jersey.
See me in this bus green? Or my girlfriend tell me I look good in green, so you know it's going to be a seamless beat.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click to cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for the Bet Wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. 5 years after the fake elector scheme to overturn the 2020 election, legal accountability is grinding along for some of the conspirators and those who wittingly or unwittingly supported them. But pardons may be in the wind, too. May 27th, a three-judge New York appellate court stripped Trump campaign attorney Kenneth Chesbrough, an alleged key organizer of the swing state fake elector scheme, of his license to practice law in New York. June 16th, the alleged mastermind of the fake elector scheme, John Eastman, was recommended for disbarment in California. He can still appeal the decision. Also June 16th, a civil jury found MyPillow CEO and election denier Mike Lindell liable for $2.3 million for defaming former Dominion Voting Systems executive Eric Coomer. Dominion itself has a claim pending against Lindell, right-leaning news outlets, and several other Trump-alleged conspirators and collaborators. The Michigan Advance reported July 5th that a hearing on whether the trial of 15 of 16 Michigan fake electors should go forward has been moved to September 9th. A trial in Arizona is scheduled for January 5th, 2026, for the alleged fake electors and Trump associates, including his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Mother Jones reported June 4th that President Donald Trump's pardon attorney was considering pardons for the accused fake electors. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s with a few scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good Monday out there. We want audience participation with anything we're doing, of course, but I almost demand it with certain things. and with this story and our cereal story a little bit, I want to hear from you guys on these. Today is National Mac and Cheese Day, and okay. in a new survey, 86% of Americans say it's an adult food, not just for kids. And 54% eat macaroni and cheese weekly.
Whoa.
And most of them prefer it for dinner as opposed to lunch.
Huh.
And these are all interesting things.
Huh.
Yeah, these are pretty interesting. Yeah. But the real the passion is real. They put their money where their mouth is or where their coffee would go. 56% say that they would give up coffee or social media before giving up mac and cheese.
Wow, that's some dedication.
That is insanity. Wow.
And I believe maybe half of them. You're answering a blind survey, and you're just sitting there with pen in hand, and you're thinking about these things. And even though there is nobody else there, you feel a certain responsibility mm-hmm. of how to answer surveys. It's why surveys are awesome. They're great. They're also really good morning show content. Yes, not great are. With other things like maybe, I don't know, predicting political races.
they tend not to work so well.
Not so good. When it comes to something like this, that could be a little bit more fun. Mm. And you'd like to think that, you know, 7 out of 10 people, 6 out of 10, whatever it is, mm-hmm. answer it very honestly.
Right.
But there's the others that are like, well, I could easily give up social media for mac and cheese. No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't. Be honest with yourself.
Is this weird comparisons to anyone
yes.
else?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's weird. Coffee? Okay. All right.
I feel like it has to be equal comps for it to be a true
that seems weird.
You know,
yeah.
debate it about whether you would choose one or the other. Right.
Yeah, it should be something like macaroni and cheese or spaghetti.
Yeah, right. Something that you would eat like once a week. Most people drink coffee drinkers basically drink coffee like every day.
Every single day.
If anyone eats mac and cheese every day, first of all, sorry. But second of all, that's, you know, okay, maybe then it would work as a comparison. But
I'm trying to build a fort out of those boxes and I need to eat it.
Wow. More problems than I
every
thought.
Day.
Yikes.
You don't know the half of it. Here are two other stats. 32% of people say mac and cheese is still their top comfort side food. Mm. And more than 75% typically eat it with a fork, not a spoon.
Oh, so now that's a debate that
there
I think
we
could
go.
Get heated.
That's where it
went. Fork or a spoon.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, back when I used to eat macaroni and cheese on the regs, I'd eat it with a spoon if I was also having applesauce with it.
Oh, I like that.
Wait a minute. With it?
I know.
What do you mean, why with it?
Well, because we ate it so much when I was a kid.
Okay.
That we just would like a serving of applesauce in it to change up
in
the
it.
Flavor.
In it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like
I thought
wow.
you were talking on the side
oh.
at first.
Well,
there.
It's on the side of the bowl, but it's on top of
wow.
the mac and cheese.
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that either.
Oh, I've brought it up to you guys before. We've
really?
Had this conversation.
I was so horrified then.
You're right.
I forgot
you're
about
right.
it.
No,
yeah.
you're right. She's brought it up. Yep.
It just totally slipped my mind.
Because so like a piece of cheese with apple pie?
Okay, that's
okay.
cool. Yeah.
Okay. So
no.
what's so different about applesauce with mac and cheese?
No.
It's kind of the same thing.
Couldn't do it.
Kind of the same thing.
It's also my mom's homemade applesauce, so you know it's not as high in sugar. It's not super sweet. It's
right. Sure. I get that.
Homemade applesauce is so good.
Mm.
Oh, it's good. That's great stuff. Yeah. I haven't had applesauce in
so
ages.
Are we talking, Melissa? Is it homemade mac and cheese?
No, it's Kraft.
It's still the box.
Box.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Boxed mac and cheese.
Okay. That's fine.
No.
That's cool.
Oh, but
yeah,
then
right
but then if I didn't have applesauce with it, then I wanted to eat it with a fork so I could, you know, slide the noodles onto the fork.
Mm-hmm. And that explains
like, you know,
so much of Melissa right there. Spoon, fork. She can't make it. She can't figure it out.
Hey, you know.
I think
I
this
don't pick
is,
on you that much. I said I really liked you today. What the heck, man?
I think
I can't accept it. That's the problem.
I think part of the
mom.
Oh, she brought in mom.
Oh, no.
I'm backing away from the mic. I think the fun part of this is the fork and spoon thing. My sister and I have had this debate our whole lives.
Oh, nice.
She is a spoon person. I am a fork person. She says, I just like to stab. I don't like stab my food.
You're all stabby.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. I think actually that we had more forks than spoons when I was growing up.
That could
and
be. That could very well be, Mr. Yeah.
And I just got used to it. So I'd love to hear from the audience and from everybody who's a spoon, who's a fork person out there.
Okay. Well, here, I can throw a curveball on this. If you
he
add
uses a butter knife.
Gosh.
A spork.
I'll ignore that.
You won't eat mac and cheese without a spork.
I love that idea. No, how about when you put cut up hot dogs in it? Then what?
Oh, wow. Because
then I think you need the fork. In order to eat the cut up hot dogs in there.
Well, you don't need it. I mean, you can scoop up.
It's harder to scoop up a piece of hot dog with a spoon, though.
Maybe.
Oh, come on now.
How big of a piece are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. I guess. I suppose maybe we just had bigger chunks. When I was growing up,
I mean,
it's like we needed a fork.
Beanies?
Not those. No, just chopped up hot dog. You know,
his mom made amazing mac and cheese.
It was the box.
It depends on how soupy your mac and cheese is. If you add too much milk when you're making a box
true.
Of mac and cheese, then you do need a spoon.
That is true. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to have a mess left over.
You have soup at the end.
Yep. Cheese soup, yes.
Mm-hmm. One last thing on this one, and I find this weird just as into nostalgia and researching nostalgia as I've been in recent year, last 2 years, really. I didn't even think about this as a comfort food. It's such a nostalgic comfort food, and it's one of those things where it's right under your nose and you don't even think about it, like literally.
Oh, come on. Down south it counts as a vegetable.
It sure does.
Right. Yeah. I just didn't really, it's one of those ones I did not think about that way, and now made sense.
It totally makes sense, and that's funny that's a shared experience for all three of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because we all have very different backgrounds about how we grew up. And but still, the mac and cheese was there.
Yeah.
You know, even the cut-up hot dogs apparently were there.
My mom would get so mad at me. I didn't like anything in the mac and cheese. My brother and sister, my dad, everybody else liked that.
Yep.
So I would just pick through it. And she,
of course she was
so mad at me for it.
Oh my gosh. So honestly, I have to say, I don't know if I could go back to the craft stuff, though. And I have to give Beth a shout out here because her mac and cheese recipe is awesome. And I've gotten so used to that now that I don't know if I could do Kraft anymore. Honestly, I don't know if I could do it.
As a nostalgia meal, you'd probably enjoy it.
Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking about it right now and I'm like, could I do it? I don't know.
Is it it's got to be the type we had when we were young or just a general mac and cheese?
Because I remember, you know, I tasted it, you know, maybe not recently, but I remember the Kraft tape flavor and I'm like, no, it's just not going to cut it, man. It's just not going to do it anymore.
Well, not when you enjoy
my tastes have evolved.
Way to go, Beth.
We're going to take a time out. We will come back. And a little bit later, Beth will be joining us. So she'll be able to mention that.
Not talking about mac and cheese, though.
No, we don't have that today. But we will have in just a little bit, are these the 10 best cereals of all time? We'll get into that when we come back on The Morning Show.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Janet Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Bright and hazy today, with mostly sunny skies and wildfire smoke and winds barely moving. High temperatures today will strike the upper 80s. But with the increased humidity, it's going to be feeling more like the low 90s. Stay cool and keep hydrated. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. And we encourage you to pull out your morning show game that everybody got.
Home edition, right?
Your home edition. Mm-hmm. That is your phone, your Civic Media app. You go ahead and pull that out and get ready to text us or call us with your feelings on this next topic. Mm-hmm. It is going to get heated, everybody. Cool. I mean, cereal doesn't really get heated. The tropicalfruit.com website that I just learned about this morning ranked the 10 best cereals of all time. And gave the top spot. We'll get to that in a moment here. I don't want to give away the top one right there. So they got these in order. We'll go from 10 to 1 here. There are some honorable mentions we will get in as well.
Okay.
And we'll see towards the end of this, we'll give our own favorites, our own takes on it towards the end. So I'll just go through the 10 here first.
Okay.
At number 10, Frosted Flakes. That's a classic.
Classic. Fruit Loops. Love me some Frosted Flakes.
Great one. Yep. Fruit Loops come in at number 9.
Okay,
also good.
We would occasionally have Fruit Loops, but that was not one of the staples in our house. So.
Yeah, no, it was never a staple, but right. We would get the generic ones.
Mm-hmm. Which is no problem there.
Yeah, same here. Pretty much problem. All of these I definitely got the generic. Actually, this one, though, opposite for us, Seth, we had Fruit Loops, but we did not have a lot of Lucky Charms. Number 8.
My sister really liked Lucky Charms, so we ended up having that quite a bit in our house.
Yeah, we only had it once in a great while, but I liked it because of the marshmallows.
And Patton Oswalt's bit about Lucky Charms, you need to listen to it. It's so good. Funny.
It's so good. Wheaties comes in at number 7.
Yes.
I can tell you as a looking ahead, pretty much the only healthier type 1 on this list.
We had those occasionally. That was probably like the most special type that wasn't cornflakes that we got now. Mm.
There was a time there when I was, I can't remember what my age range was, but I was like Wheaties all the time. I loved Wheaties. I haven't had them a lot in the more recent years, but part of the thing was the boxes, you know, the sports people
right.
on the box. I always loved that. Who's on the box this time, right? That was my favorite thing.
There's a hand.
And then that saying of, did you eat your Wheaties this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. If you're an athlete, right, did you eat your Wheaties?
We joke from time to time, Seth and I, that we share a brain because we have a lot of similar interests and knowledge and everything. Every once in a while, you and my father are dead on. And growing up, I don't remember ever Jill or I wanting to get cereal because of the toy in the box. But my father would get Wheaties boxes just because of the athletes on the box. And we would have to eat it, whether we liked it or not.
Champions.
Yeah, like, but you wanted the box, you eat the cereal. Like, and to this day, in my parents' like kitchen area, mm-hmm. there is a Walter Payton Wheaties box that he's kept all this time.
I still have the Wheaties boxes from the two times the Twins won the World Series. Because, you know, General Mills being a Minnesota company, right?
Wow.
So they had special ones for them when the Twins won the World Series. That's funny. So, yeah.
At number 6, Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Never had it.
Almost said Chunk
really?
Berries.
That sounds disgusting.
That sounds horrible.
Never had it.
Oh.
They're good. They're good. But, man, they tear your mouth up.
It's so worth it.
Why?
So worth it.
You know, I've heard that from multiple. You know, I've had, of course, Cap'n Crunch since then, just a couple of times, though. But that we never had it as kids. I have heard more people talk about getting their mouth shredded from eating Cap'n Crunch. Why?
I don't know what it
is.
Was
the it's edges the only, that sharp, I guess? On the,
it's the only cereal I can remember ever doing that.
Yeah.
And, God, I didn't care. I didn't care. I love Cap'n Crunch.
Especially the peanut butter one.
Mm, they're so good.
Ooh, shout out to Dawes Butler, who's the voice of Cap'n Crunch. Great, great voice artist. He was also Elroy on the Jetsons. Speaking of the Jetsons.
Wow.
The great Dawes Butler, yes.
Honeycomb comes in at number 5.
Ooh, my grandma used to get those every once in a while for us.
Those weren't bad.
I think that was, again, one we didn't have much in the house growing up. I believe that's one of Beth's favorites, though, Honeycomb.
Mm, yeah. They're good.
Yeah. I haven't had them in a long time, but those are good. At number 4, this threw me for a second, Life cereal, but Cinnamon Life.
Really?
Yeah, it said Cinnamon Life, and I'm like, what the heck is Cinnamon Life? And I'm like, oh, Life cereal, but cinnamon
but
flavor.
But cinnamon flavor, the other flavor of Life.
I don't remember the last time I saw a box of Life cereal. I forgot about that.
It's still around.
I bought that recently. I like Life cereal.
It's good. It's good. We would occasionally get it, too.
And it's got a lower amount of sugar in it.
Yeah.
Kind of like Wheaties.
To be fair, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. At number 3, Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, those were the special occasion. I don't know why, because we always seemed to have like tricks in the house, but we never had the. But when we got Fruity Pebbles, I was over the moon, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
same here. I could eat a whole box of Fruity Pebbles all by myself.
Yes, 100%.
Right out of the box. Don't need milk. Don't need a bowl.
Yeah, no, just you need milk. No, you need milk. Otherwise, it'd take you forever to eat a box of cereal. It's a
great side snack.
Pebbles. See, James knows what I'm talking about.
I was a Cocoa Pebbles guy, but Fruity Pebbles.
Still, same thing.
Nothing wrong with them. No. Fruity Pebbles just
make a mess wherever you are because they're so small.
I was going to say, they're hard to eat by the handful.
Well, they are.
That's one you need a spoon for.
As we're giving...
light him with a fork, Melissa. No.
As we're remembering Hanna-Barbera and stuff like that and everything, and I don't know if I've ever really thought about this, but there are more kids probably that know about the Flintstones from cereal
now. Yeah, absolutely, because they're still on the box. Yes,
that's wild.
Yep,
that is really wild to think of. At number 2, Cocoa Krispies.
Cocoa.
I was a Cocoa Pebbles guy. I didn't like Cocoa Krispies. Rice Krispies, but with cocoa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The chocolate Rice Krispies.
Yes. Yeah, Rice Krispies, but cocoa.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Similar.
No. Those were good too. Ones.
Also would cut up your roof, roof of your mouth a little bit, but not as bad.
We would occasionally have Rice Krispies. My dad hated Rice Krispies. He called them Rice Creepies.
Yeah.
So we did not have them. Unless my mom was making the Rice Krispie treats, which she would do occasionally. Then we would have like a box sitting around. But other than that, nope. Yep.
Yeah, the Rice Krispies and cornflakes were the staples in my home.
Those are pretty good. And at number one on the list, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh.
Mm.
No.
Yeah.
Not a fan. Not a fan of that.
I don't mind it, but I wouldn't put it at number one.
No.
I wouldn't put it at number one. I would not.
Who did they survey for the notes?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Obviously not us.
No. Honorable mentions include Golden Grahams, Cocoa Puffs, and Honey Bunches of Oats.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting
Golden Grahams are a sneaky good one. I forget about those. That's a good one.
I can't believe Cookie Crisp didn't make the list.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I mean, that cereal, I marvel at how that cereal isn't more popular. It's just little cookies.
Seriously, it's literally little cookies.
Yeah,
it's
just like little cookies.
Yeah.
And you dip them in milk. You cover them in milk, which you're supposed to dip cookies in milk anyway. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Yeah.
So we agree with some, not so much some other parts of this and everything. But of course, I have maintained many years and been saying for almost 10 years straight now, Cocoa Pebbles, because you get chocolate milk afterwards. You get two, you know, fair. For one, the price of one, all
that's
that.
That's fair. Yeah.
I'm pretty,
Cocoa Puffs did the same thing too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm pretty struck. I'm pretty stuck on that as far as for me. But do you find, how often, here's one for you guys. How often do you try different cereals? How willing are you as you get older to try different cereals? Because I found that I actually, as picky as I am, I actually give those a try. Mm. I actually am a little bit better about that.
I would if it weren't so ding-dong expensive.
Yeah.
Cereal has gotten really expensive, and I don't want to spend that money on even though there are some I would like to try. Mm-hmm. I remember there was a series that came out when I was a teenager that I really liked, like Banana Nut Crunch, you know, or Blueberry Morning. Those were really good.
Blueberry Morning was really good.
That was really, I don't even know if they make it anymore. But again, if they did make it now, it would be $10 a box. You wouldn't be able to afford it.
There's a cereal, Blueberry Morning. That's what the name of it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
It sounds like a hit from the 70s, from like Captain and Tennille.
Blueberry Morning.
Blueberry Hill.
Yeah. I really would have thought that was you could have told me that was a hit song.
And I've been on Blueberry Hill.
Well, that's a real song.
That's a real song.
But. No, actually, it was really good. It had, you know, like dried blueberries. Mm. It had like granola really like chunks granola and with almonds. Flakes.
Hmm. And almonds. And then it also had like a cornflake kind of in there.
It was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And probably really bad for you, but you know, I didn't care.
I was a little surprised.
One of those in the middle.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised to see, like, not so much the traditional, like, Rice Krispies, no, Cocoa Krispies. Or not just light cereal, ones. But cinnamon light cereal. Some of that.
The more interesting flavored ones, which is interesting. Here's one, an underrated one. Grape Nuts Flakes.
Wow.
I always thought those were really, really good.
I don't know if I've ever had those, but I like.
I don't know if they make them anymore.
I like Raisin Bran.
Oh yeah, nothing wrong with Raisin Bran.
No, I'll just get bran flakes and add my own raisins, and
there you go. Yeah.
If you're around healthy people and you're trying to seem healthy and lie, you Cracklin' Oat Bran is a good one.
I don't think they make that anymore.
And that's what I usually do. I usually
I think I saw it.
Do they? Oh, wow.
Or I'll just say oatmeal, even though I've never had I've had oatmeal once
like
in my
once
life.
Once in your entire life, once, just say oatmeal.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about cream of wheat? We're going to hot cereals now.
I've never had cream of wheat.
No, that was the one day. So we had a set schedule growing up of our breakfasts, okay? So one day was pancakes, one day was eggs, one day was, so Friday was usually cold cereal, and then oatmeal, and then cream of wheat. I hated it so much that I got cold cereal 2 days a week because I would not eat it.
Nice.
The rest of my family liked it. I did not.
But you liked it, Melissa. You were a fan.
Oh, well, yeah. I loved cream of wheat because you could add the butter and the milk and the sugar if we had sugar. And for hot cereal choices, we usually had either oatmeal, cream of wheat, rice, which is also really great breakfast hot food, or wheat berries. Mm. Hated wheat berries.
Wheat berries?
Wheat berries, yes. Oh. No, mom would cook them in the crock pot overnight, and then you have to eat them, and they like pop in your mouth, and ugh. Blah,
blah, blah. I'm in trouble even conceiving of this. Yeah. This is, wow, I've never even heard of that before.
Not sure about that one.
That's wild. Yeah,
it's a grain.
Well, yes, I suppose. Mm. Yeah.
A grain of wheat.
If other things are popping in your mouth, I'd be worried. But
we encourage you to let us know what you think of the list and what your favorite cereal is. Of course, we always love to hear from that one. You can go again to thetropicalfruit.com if you'd like to see the more about this article.
Well known for their cereal surveys.
Incredible. Legendary. Yep. No, legendary about it.
James just found them.
I just did. Wanted to remind everybody about a website that is legendary, one we talk about quite a bit, and you should too, the United Way of Southwood and Adams County. Yeah. Head on over to uwswac.org. Learn more about Stuff the Bus 2025. Drop off your school supplies during Stuff the Bus at Lunch by the River on August 7th from 11:30 to 1. Or you can drop them off at many different locations here in town. There's got a number of different ones.
Oh, a whole bunch, yeah.
Associated Bank, Anytime Fitness, DNL Recreation, Heart of Wisconsin, Paper City Savings, Southwood County YMCA, Town of Rome, and, of course, right here at the WFHR Studios.
Yeah, hey. We'll take them.
We're looking for backpacks, notebooks, plain colors, folders, plain colors, markers, glue sticks, scissors, colored pencils, monetary donations, Simpsons paraphernalia, all kinds.
Wait, hold up.
All right, wait a minute.
Wait.
Okay. I may have added one, but no. All hands on deck for this one, everybody. How often can you say I can impact the future by buying a notebook?
Some pencils. Yeah. I mean, easy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Help our kids get off to a good start. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can make a difference and stop by the studio and drop those off. We'll make sure that they get to the United Way. Also, I encourage you to look at uwswac.org again and check out their Facebook page because they are letting people know like different items that they're in need of.
Yes.
So check
Very
it out.
Very cool.
We'll be back with more show coming up. Morning show at...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Officials in Massachusetts say 9 people were killed, at least 30 injured when fire swept through an assisted living facility in Fall River. Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon.
I would say that for anybody that was at this scene last night, not just firefighters, police officers, EMS, to seek the help that you need to deal with the tragic situation like this. Nobody's programmed to deal with this.
County coroners identified the man who shot and killed 2 women, wounded 2 men at a church in Lexington, Kentucky. They say he's Guy House. Police chief.
The suspect may have had a connection to the individuals at the church.
He was killed by police. President Trump meeting with the NATO's Secretary General at the White House. They're expected to discuss new weapons shipments to Ukraine. CBS's Natalie Brand.
What we do know is the president confirming that additional Patriot air defense systems will be sent to Ukraine. We know that's something that Ukraine's president has been pushing for.
CBS News Brief.